expected to bring national insurance down by 2 pence, saving the average worker around £450 a year. Sir Keir Starmer's party is out in front in the polls, and Shadow Chief Secretary to the Treasury, Darren Jones, says he's worried about the UK's finances.
If we win the election this year, this will be the worst inheritance that any government has had since the Second World War. The Conservatives are not only blowing up the doors on the House, they're burning it down on the way out to try and make it as difficult as possible for us if we do win the election this year.
A rematch for the White House between Joe Biden and Donald Trump now looks certain. Super Tuesday contest to decide who will represent the two biggest political parties saw major victories for both. Police are treating the death of an 11-year-old boy in Lancaster as unexplained. He was found unresponsive when emergency services were called to an address on Saturday. The Foreign Secretary thinks a whole series of warnings need to be given to Israel over aid reaching Gaza. Lord Cameron will meet Benny Gantz, a member of the Israeli War Cabinet, today. A senior judge in England and Wales says he wants to bring more than 180 of the oldest rape cases stuck in the court system since 2021 to trial within the next 5 months. Faye Rowlands has more.
As of January, 3,355 rape cases in England and Wales were awaiting trial, with around 6% of those classified as very old. Court of Appeal judge Lord Justice Edis wants to ensure that 181 of the oldest cases approaching their third birthday are heard by the end of July. Labour's welcomed the move and blamed the backlog of cases on inept government leadership.
And a shirt worn by Colin Firth in Pride and Prejudice has sold at auction for £20,000. That's more than double the estimates. That's the latest. I'm Faye De Silva.
This is Phoenix FM.
Weather on Phoenix FM. Proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
Now let's have a look at the weather for today here in Brentwood. Top temperature is going to be 11 degrees, a misty and light winds today. There should be a little bit of sunshine around about 2 o'clock peeking through the clouds, otherwise it's going to be pretty much a dull day, but should remain dry.
Weather on Phoenix FM, sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company, proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit sehbac.com for help with your home.
A very good morning. How are you? How are you doing on this fine? Is it Wednesday? Yeah, I don't know where I am. Wednesday, the 6th of March. Very good morning. Thanks to Mikey Porter for the last 3 hours of broadcasting brilliance of the breakfast show. He'll be back to do it all over again tomorrow morning. You've got me for the next couple of hours up until 1 o'clock. And plus, I've got guests. I'm going to be talking to Richard and Jodie from Strictly Air Ambulance. They're going to be talking about the event, which is taking place on the 9th of March at the Brentwood Centre in aid of Essex and Hearts Air Ambulance. It's also going to be hosted by Lisa Snowden. Looks like it's going to be fantastic. And as you know, last week I spoke to another couple that are taking part. So the competition is hotting up. One professional dancer and not so professional dancer. I think it's amazing to have that opportunity to be trained by somebody. And I think they've been working since December, the non-dancers, to actually do this. So a lot of work's gone into it, and they're raising lots of money for Essex and Hearts Air Ambulance as well. So chatting to Richard and Jodie about 11:30 about that. Plus, we've got some great music to play out on the show. And, a little bit of chat. We'll see what's going on in the world. Last night, I was making some chicken skewers because I quite like chicken skewers. I didn't make them. I bought them. What? I was making it into my dinner. And I bought some flatbreads because they were cheap. And the other day, I caught the skewers alight in the air fryer, which is not good. I think maybe I should have soaked the ends in water. So that was that. There's a little bit of smoke. And I was in the kitchen, luckily, sort of watching. I put the flatbread in the toaster. I think you meant to put it in the oven, but it's a flatbread. And I thought, what I'll do is I'll put the chicken in. And I was standing there, and I thought, I couldn't, because I was on my phone in the kitchen, I thought, I can smell burning. And I looked, and there was all, like, smoke coming out of the toaster. And what had happened is the flatbread had got trapped, and for some reason it had not ejected it. Very naughty toaster. And I got it out, and it was literally close to catching light, and it was just smoking. And a great big hole in it. It was, completely singed to pieces. And smoking. It actually filled the kitchen up. It was terrible. But I did, I had another flatbread, so I quickly cooked that. And what I did is I put like the chicken in, a bit of coleslaw, a bit of mayo, some salad to be on the good side. And it was just nice. It's like a little chicken wrap. I quite like that. So I had that for dinner. I also had a bucket load of chocolate buttons yesterday, and these are the ones that are the giant chocolate buttons. I shouldn't have eaten them. I could feel my, even this morning, I've got a tad of indigestion. I'll tell you why, this morning, I had peanut butter on toast, which is never, I should just stick to having my Weetabix, because peanut butter on toast never really agrees with me, and it's given me terrible, wicked acid indigestion now. Because it's butter, I put butter on the toast and some, peanut butter as well. That's not good, I know. Anyway, that's and what else did I do? Oh yeah, I was kind of watching last night the Durrells again, because I love the Durrells. Keely Hawes, as I said, I love that series. I might not watch any more of it, because in the end, if you've seen the series, you know that her and Spiros don't get together, because it's based on a true story, so they couldn't really change it like that. And I don't want to see that bit, because it's sad. It was a bit sad. But I love all the, them living in Greece. And because, I love Greece anyway. I love it. And I got a visit yesterday from one of my old school friends popped in with her husband and her dog. I was about to say her dog and her husband. And and the dog, I think it's called, I don't know if it's Seamus. Is it Seamus? I've probably got the name wrong. I think it's a Labradoodle, and it was jumping everywhere. In the end, it ended up on my sofa with me. And I was going, I really want a dog. And then all of a sudden, all right, Seamus is laying there, and I'm like, what's that smell? And the dog had blown off. Oh, it was lethal. It was, I'm sorry. I do, you forget. See, the thing is, I always say I would like a dog, but I can't. I've never had children, so I don't know what it's like to clear up, nappies or anything like that. I've never done that. I did try once with my friend's baby, and I literally was thrown up. So I don't think I'd be very good about picking up dog poo, but you need to do that, don't you? Only if you've got a dog, by the way. That's not a hobby. And they've got to be cleaned and looked after and all sorts of things, haven't they, with dogs? And they could be sick and all that. So anyway, I was like, oh, it's lovely, little dog on the sofa and all that. And then it didn't even make a sound. I was like, oh, and it literally filled the room. My friend was laughing her head off. She thought it was hilarious. She went, oh, yeah, he does that. His tail sometimes moves. And then this happened. I went, that's the end of that. I'm not getting a dog now. I couldn't have that. No. I know they give you a lot of joy in your life, but my God, I was sat there thinking, oh, I feel sick. Anyway, she popped round. Nice to see her, gave her a glass of wine, and we had a little bit of a chat. And and that was nice, actually. A little visit. Did you hear that? I sounded like a frog. Did you hear that? Something just went. Did you hear that? I didn't. That was unintentional. Like that. That was unintentional. That's not right. There's some horrible thing going on in my throat. Never mind. Right, what's going on here? I was down in the UK for 4 hours and you found it annoying. What do you mean you found it annoying? Beat Bakery, I was about to play your song. I don't know if I should play it now. As you said, it's why is it annoying down here? I thought you lived in the UK. Anyway, here's Beat Bakery, featuring Holly Berry with So Hot, So Hot.
I really want you, I know you feel it. You say you want me, but do you mean it? So
yours and mine is mine. What's mine is mine. My face is in a dummy in disguise. Don't comment on my body, do not reply. Your business is yours and mine is mine. Why do you care so much who's right? Why?
So carefully, let's start living dangerously.
Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Are you hungry? Then why not try an award-winning Indian takeaway from Hut and Spice? All our meals are cooked to order using the freshest ingredients, bringing you the finest traditional Indian dishes. To order, visit our website at www.huttonspice.com or give us a call on Brentwood 226 124 and see why we're the favourite choice of customers across Brentwood to Billericay.
Need a will? Facing redundancy or an employment issue? Searching for some family legal advice? Seeking legal guidance for your commercial business? Or maybe you are moving property and are looking for an excellent conveyancer? Whatever the legal service, for life, business and everything in between, Pinny Telford Solicitors have it covered. Find out more online at www.pinnytelford.co.uk or call our Brentwood office on 01277 211 755 to book an appointment.
Want to get the home improvements you've always dreamed of without breaking the bank? Thanks to SEHBAC, you can now transform your home for less. We're offering up to 40% off our extensive range of high-quality windows, doors, conservatories and extensions. Plus, 2 years interest-free finance available. Get the inspiration you need and breathe new life into your home at a price you can afford by visiting your nearest SEHBAC showroom or SEHBAC.com. Terms and conditions apply.
Phoenix FM.
This Easter, Brentwood Town FC are inviting supporters and sponsors to make donations of Easter eggs, which will be delivered to Lennox Children's Cancer Fund and Let's Get Out, an outdoor kids club for 11 to 16 year olds in Essex. Donations can be dropped off at any of our home fixtures in March at the Brentwood Centre Arena, and those matches are Saturday the 9th of March, Enfield FC, Tuesday the 12th of March, Bowers and Pitts, and Friday the 22nd of March, and the match will be Malden and Tiptree. If you want more information, go to all the W's, brentwoodtownfc.co.uk. Here is Kylie's sister. This is Danny Minogue. Show me the way to go. That is Danny there with Show You The Way To Go, Danny Minogue. I like that song. Isn't that old Michael Jackson song, I think, isn't it? I think it is. I've got my dirty old trainers on today. I put my nice new jumper on, and then I just couldn't be bothered to zip up my shoes. Oh, listen to me. Sad. Well, they're trainers, but they've got little zips on the side, so you don't have to keep, you know, undoing them and stuff. But I couldn't be bothered, so I just put on my slip-on ones, which are very filthy. In fact, yesterday, Natasha said she liked them. Monday, actually, when Natasha with Chicken and Frog Bookshop came in. And I said, what, these old filthy old things? And she went, yeah, I like those. Give me a bit of height, because they're about 2 inches, you see, all the way around. So it's a bit like wearing a high heel for me. And you can check out the interview I did with Natasha from the Chicken and Frog Bookshop. It is up online. And don't forget, there's lots of free things for you to be doing in Brentwood and on Crown Street. And they've got events coming up. It's World Book Day coming up as well. And they've got lots of free events and chocolate and things in Easter time. So that's going to be in conjunction with a Create Day at Brentwood Theatre and on Crown Street and in the shop as well. So do check out the website because the details will be there. On Drive today, our wonderful Jo is chatting to Fatima Whitbread, MBE. She's coming into the studio to talk about her current campaign to protect and support vulnerable children and young people. That'd be a good one. What else have we got coming up today? We've got, let's have a look, the George Handel Hour. That's eclectic music from 6 p.m. The Orient Hour, they've got a guest today, Andy Gilson, from the Orient Hour team. They've got the guest is Leighton Orient Club captain Darren Prattley. And then on Nick Fields, Curveballs at 8 p.m. Nick will be chatting to rapper Keys. And then you've got Reggae Revival with Darren Mutu at 10 p.m. So great lineup on a Wednesday. Just came up to 10:27. Let's play some music. Here's Paolo Nutini with It Must Be Love.
I never thought I'd miss you half as much as I do. Feel this way, the way I feel about you. As soon as I wake up, every night, every day, I know that it's you I need to take the blues away. So, without words. Oh, tell me, bless you and bless me, bless the bees and the birds. Got to be near you every night, every day. I couldn't be every night, every day.
Phoenix FM's events guide, sponsored by Brandler Galleries. Pictures for pleasure and profit.
Always great to chat to John Brandler from the galleries. Let's have a look and see what you can get up to today. Now, if you want to get to Black Shots Tamora Leisure Centre, they've got the free men's health check. Best thing to do, you can do walk-in appointments if you want to get checked for skin cancer. It's completely free. Also, heart disease, they can check you for that. And there's prostate cancer, a blood test, but I think that might be full. I would just check. You can get in contact with them at allthews.chaps.uk.com, and it's between 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. and there is free parking there as well, but they do these all the time. So if you're interested in getting your guy, or you're a guy listening who wants to get a free health check, which is always really good to MOT for your body, get in contact with Chaps, because they do them all round Essex.
Phoenix FM's events guide, sponsored by Brandler Galleries. Visit us at 1 Copfold Road, Brentwood, or call on 01277 222269. Pictures for pleasure and profit.
I've still got a bit of a frog in my throat. Don't know what it is, it's just like niggly. It's like a little niggly little cough. It's getting on my nerves now because it's been about 2-3 weeks. I've not had a bad cough, don't get me wrong. Not had a bad cough, it's just all the time. Ever since I had that version of COVID, loads of people had it. I was chatting to my friend who popped in to see me yesterday, and she said loads of people she knows had that kind of like weird. I think the most weird thing about the bug that I had is when I woke up and I thought that I had dropped some water on me, because I always have water on the side of the bed, and I thought, I woke up and I went, oh, I've knocked the water over, because literally everything on me was soaking wet. I've never had that before. And I got out of bed and I was like, oh, and then it happened about 2 nights later. Same thing again, or it was actually during the day. I've never experienced that before. So I think that's like a fever or something, is it? I don't know. It's a bit weird anyway, but yeah, I'm over it now. But very odd. I've never had that before. Your clothes are soaking. It was literally the pillow. I had to throw the pillow away. I felt ill. Because the pillow was all damp. But I was dry. The thing was, I was all dry, but everything surrounding me was wet, and all my clothes were sort of wet. Horrible. Fancy waking up like that. Not good. Here is the wonderful Roisin Quinn. She's a local singer-songwriter. This is her remix, which is called Running From Yourself. Enjoy.
It's way back in. You're lost to post and ghost to post, panicking. Why do I feel so uncomfortable in my own company? And what's it for? You can't keep running from yourself. Searching, looking for the place you fell, and leaving yourself on the floor. It's right.
I absolutely love local radio. It is the best way to stay in touch with what's going on in your area. So stay tuned.
This ain't Texas. Ooh. Ain't no hold'em. Hey. So lay your cards down, 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 down. So park your Lexus. Ooh. And throw your keys up. Hey. Stick around, round, 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 round.
Stick around.
And I'll be damned if I can't slow dance with you. Come throw some sugar on me, honey, too. It's a real live boogie and a real live hold down. Don't be a, hey. Come take it to the floor now. Woo! There's a tornado. Redemption, passing time, yeah. Ooh, one step to the right. We headed to the dive bar we always thought was nice. Ooh, run me to the left, then spin me in the middle. Boy, I can't read your mind. This ain't Texas. Ain't no hold'em. Take it to the floor.
I'll be damned if I cannot dance with you. Come pour some liquor on me, honey, too. It's a real live boogie and a real live hold down. Don't be a bag. Come take it to the floor now.
I'll be damned if I cannot dance with you. Come pour some liquor on me, honey, too. It's a real live boogie and a real live hold down. Don't be a, come take it to the flow now, ooh. Take it to the flow now, ooh.
Oops, spurs, boots.
To the flow now, ooh.
It's like I already know where you'll be. At Active Signs and Designs Limited, our team are passionate about getting you noticed. First impressions are everything. So if you're driving a commercial vehicle, how are people seeing you? Our vehicle graphic products and well-designed signage can make you stand out from the crowd. Give the team a call on 01708 343 555 or visit us at activesignsanddesigns.co.uk and start getting your business noticed today.
The directors and management at Brentwood Town Football Club wish to offer you an invitation. Come and join us at the Arena Brentwood and support your local team. We're your local community club and a warm, friendly welcome awaits you. Brentwood Town are looking to mount a serious push for promotion this season. Admission is only £10 for adults and accompanied children under 16 are free. Entrance is just £5 for concessions and students, and unaccompanied under 16s can get in for only £3. So join us and be part of our journey.
EV Charging Systems, your local, independent and experienced specialist home and workplace charge point suppliers and installers. With over 1,000 installations throughout Essex and East London and a 5-star excellent Trustpilot rating, we provide great personal service and are committed to help Essex drivers go green. Visit www.evchargingsystems.co.uk or call us on 01268 710 459. Install, charge and go with EV Charging Systems.
Do you or someone you know have a drug problem?
Talk to someone that has been there.
Narcotics Anonymous is a group of recovering addicts that has found a new way to live without the use of drugs.
For a confidential chat or to find your local meeting, call 0300 999 1212 or visit our website ukna.org.
Take the first step to recovery.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Oh, I'm having a bit of a snivelly day today, actually. I haven't even eaten a biscuit. I don't know what's the matter with me. Now, tomorrow is... It's my birthday! And I've already got cards and everything. I'm so excited. And I think I'm going to go and buy myself some smoked salmon so I can have scrambled egg. Now, you know I don't normally like scrambled egg, but I do like it if it has a bit of smoked salmon in it. And I might buy myself some nice bread as well. Bread. I'm just going to write on list, actually. Bread. Smoked salmon. And maybe a donut. Donut. I can't keep going back into that shop all the time. They know those donuts for me. So I might have that for my breakfast tomorrow. I do love a little bit of smoked salmon. Not very often though. But is it wrong to like scrambled egg with smoked salmon or without? I don't know. What's that? Woohoo! A week after you. Yes, Mrs. G, a week after your birthday. Mrs. G's birthday was on the 29th, so she was officially 10 or 12, because you don't get your birthday every year. And also, any time this year, Mrs. G can ask a man to be her husband, because it's leap year. I don't get that. Not that I'd want to, unless Jason Momoa is popping into Brentwood anytime soon. I think I would marry him, actually. I might send him a marriage proposal, maybe. I don't know. We'll see. I'm sure Jason Momoa would be a nice person to meet, you know. I've just got a feeling. I have that feeling. Some celebrities, you think, I don't think they're going to be very nice. With him, I think he'd be lovely. Yeah, it's birthday tomorrow. Can't tell you how old I am. I might actually put down how old I am, because I'm getting quite ancient now. And, yeah, In fact, I went to have my eyebrows done yesterday. And I said to her, some of my eyebrows are going grey. She went, that's age. I went, thanks very much. And anyway, so I had my eyebrows done. Normally they do them quite well. And I said, I want light brown. So she did the threading, which I hate threading. It's supposed, so, you know, they rip them out with the, they kind of get a piece of cotton and it kind of rips across the hairs. And it's quite, I don't like it. It's painful, but plucking's painful. My eyebrows are very tough. So they have to give them a good old yank to get them to come out. Anyway, they've done the shape really well. And they're not meant to be twins, your eyebrows. They do look different. But one of them, the dye she put on, I thought it had been left on a while. I was like, and when she took it off, it's dark brown. So I've got very angry birds. You remember that game Angry Birds? That's what my eyebrows are like. They're very, very dark. And one eyebrow is actually shorter than the other and a completely different shape. So I'm not best pleased. I've had them done brilliantly before. And I got out and I was trying to lick a bit of tissue, trying to get the dye off my eyebrows. But it's not really worked. So I've got one suspicious looking eyebrow and one normal. I wrote a song about it. You can check it out. It's online.
Phoenix FM Travel News.
I had to write a song about it. I've discovered my niche on TikTok now as well. Let's have a look at the roads now. First off, Brook Street roundabout is looking pretty nice. No problems there. Can't see any other problems on the roads. A1023, no issues on there. That's all looking fine as well. You'll get more traffic and travel coming up in the next hour.
Real, real. It's in the way you look, it's in the way you love, and I can see that this is real, it's real. It's in the way you talk, it's in the way you touch, and I can see. This is real.
Yeah. greatness was forever. I remember snow videos, cold Septembers, the distances we covered, the fist fights on the beach, the busies round us up. Do it all again next week in embryonic love. The first time that it's scarred, embarrass yourself for someone, crying like a child. And the boy you kicked Tom's head in still bugs me now. That's the thing, it lingers and curses you when you die.
Taking us on to the news. Here is a Black Keys with Beautiful People.
on the hour across Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM News.